This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. Campbell County Health made their case to the Campbell County Commission last week for the potential affiliation with UC Health. According to state law, the commission must give its approval before CCH can move forward. The commission is expected to vote on the proposal later this month. With that affiliation, CCH would have greater purchasing power in buying supplies, equipment, and drugs, and it would also have access to the Epic electronic medical records system. A man who assaulted his girlfriend will spend 9 to 10 years in prison. According to the news record, Alan David Genero pleaded guilty to aggravated assault as part of a plea agreement after a habitual criminal sentence enhancement was withdrawn. The enhancement had been added due to Genero's prior felony convictions. Three Campbell County School District transportation employees retired after 40 years last week. Donna Bauman, Sharon Evans, and Evelyn Hendricks have each driven over 1 million miles with Gillette's kids. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. The city of Gillette will be performing the annual inspection of the Gurley Overpass starting this Thursday and running through Friday, and will be closed from 9 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. both days. The city of Gillette streets crews will also be cleaning the roadway, drains, and expansion device during the closure. If the overpass is part of your commute, you should plan on taking alternate routes during those hours. The Legacy Living and Rehab Center continues to be on lockdown as two more positive cases of COVID-19 were detected during the weekly screening. The current closure began with a positive test on May 25th. The facility will have to again go 2 weeks without another positive test before they can resume visitation. The splash pad at the Energy Capital Sports Complex was open this weekend and was much welcomed by those wanting to escape the heat. Visitors to the pad rated it a 10. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.